This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin roads are in worse shape now than they were a few years ago, and state lawmakers and the governor have yet to agree on a long-term solution. As Sean Johnson reports, it's gotten so bad in some Wisconsin towns that they're turning paved roads into gravel.
There's a road in the western Wisconsin town of Northfield that used to be completely covered in pavement. But in the last few years, a lot has changed.
This is as far as we got when we fixed that intersection down there.
Richard Erickson has been Northfield's town chair for about 34 years. 2 years ago, his town of about 600 in Jackson County repaired the intersection where this road starts. Northfield ordered new blacktop and told the road builders to keep paving until they ran out of material.
So this line that we're looking at right here, where it turns from pavement to gravel.
This is where we ran out of money 2 years ago, yeah.
They only had enough money to pave 0.2 mile, but that still left a lot of old road that was badly damaged. So, instead of just leaving the potholes, Northfield ground up the pavement and covered it in gravel. Erickson says his town has turned 12 miles of pavement back to gravel since 2010.
You're not forced directly to go to it, but I mean, you end up doing it. We have to try and keep the road somewhat smooth so people can drive on them. And when the funds are short, it's just the best thing we could do.
Erickson and other town chairs like him say Wisconsin state government has put them in a bind. State funding for local governments in the form of municipal aid has been cut over the last decade. Local transportation funding has remained roughly flat. And the state has limited how much towns can raise from local property taxes. Those limits grew stricter under Governor Scott Walker. Meanwhile, the cost of building roads has, over the long term, gone up. Steve Dickinson chairs the town of Garfield in Jackson County. His town was paving new roads in the 90s. Not anymore.
We were so optimistic in the early 90s, and we had, I tell you, it was just fun to be here because folks would come in here and they were just smiles and they were like, yeah, my road will be next. And, you know, we had this plan and it just, like I said, it ended.
Dickinson says he recently had to turn a mile of his town's paved roads back to gravel too. The town has since repaved it with a grant, not from the state of Wisconsin, but from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Governor Walker's budget proposal would increase local road aid by 8.5%. The Wisconsin Towns Association says that translates to an increase of about $10,000 for the average town, enough for maintenance, but not much else. And while gravel roads are cheaper to build, Towns Association Director Mike Colas says they're more expensive to maintain.
So you have a choice. Do we take it from what we have now that is a safety hazard and turn it into gravel, which is not a safety hazard? Or do we borrow money to try to fix it the right way?
That's the situation in Northfield, Wisconsin, where over the past 6 years, they turned 12 miles of paved roads into gravel. This year, Town Chair Richard Erickson is hoping to reverse that trend. He wants to turn about a mile of gravel road back into pavement. But it will come with a trade-off.
And we have to borrow money. We just, to pave a mile of road, you know, it's going to cost $60,000 to $80,000. And our budget is just over $100,000. You know, if you pave 1 mile of road, well, you've spent just about your whole year's budget.
It's a small town problem, and at least for now, it's still relatively rare in Wisconsin. But nearly 62,000 miles of Wisconsin roads are maintained by towns, which means local road issues have big implications. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.